If we take the basis of the light invocation mantra, I'm created by divine light, I'm sustained by divine light, I'm protected by divine light. We can take a first step in saying that we can see in the world of creation, and I'm speaking here of all the different kingdoms, aviation, creation, animals, mammals, and even among grown things, flowers, bushes, trees, etc. We see everywhere a kind of a hierarchy. There's always something still a little bigger. And if a tiny little fish, the tiniest particular that you could think of, you would ask this fish the question, where is God? Or how does the fish think of God? He might think of the whale, of something so much bigger and more powerful. If we take that idea of hierarchy onto another level of disembodied intelligences, consciousness better even, then we can say the consciousness of saintly people, and because the word saintly is usually quite tainted, let's use a Buddhist term, bodhisattva, that there is a hierarchy also. This is perhaps quite easy to grasp because we have in our upbringing, from kindergarten to school, high school, university, and finally our degree, and then we start practicing what we have learned in those years. And the Indian idea of the four ashramas comes also helpful in here. At the latest, in the fourth stage of life, one goes into intense spiritual life. Now, if we think of these bodhisattvas in a body or not in a body as bodiless beings, then we can say, here is a source of help. It would be a mistake to take a step towards a spiritual outlook or a school of thought that denies everything and presents it as the production of your own mind. And that would be like when you tell a 5-year-old he or she has to go to school, to kindergarten, to school, high school, university, eventually, and then leave university. That 5-year-old may say, well, then why should I go in the first place? It is only having gone through the process of living and learning that certain ideas are understood. The possibility that your own higher self takes on all these disguises would point to levels of consciousness that we have not even conceived of and which have not been at any length being discussed in scholarly works on the theological side. And perhaps the best is that you try to understand yourself, your higher self, by yourself. Let me explain this a little more and then put it together how that fits in also with a dream. Let us assume that all your dreams come from your own higher self. That means from a dimension that we cannot even at the moment discern which one it is. We cannot give it a number. We can just roughly estimate by whatever comes to us in a moment of intense inspiration and intuition, that there are, like in the Kundalini system, seven, or depending on the classification, eight dimensions. If that applies to your higher self as well, then you can, of course, understand the saying of the term of Jesus, God is there, kingdom of God is with him. Or some of the great yogis who have said, I am he. If they are saying, I am she, as we can find in many of the experiences of great sages, then the rate of vibration of that intelligence within us, or better, that consciousness, because intelligence already has a certain connotation, of that consciousness within us is different. It is like you, like electricity, you can compare to he or Shiva or Krishna. But when you look at the lamp, the bulb that shows the light, then it becomes she, the manifestation of that electrical energy. And of course, we deal here too with certain rates of vibration. In some lamps, we can only use 25 watts. If we would put in 50 or 100, the whole thing would blow up. And so we have to make a change that that great light can be perceived. Now, if we see that in view of the human consciousness, then we have to say the mind has to become free of all the encumbrances in order to receive 1,000 or 5,000 watt bulb. And what we call mind will then not blow up. It is able to handle the frequency of this kind of vibration, which may be just for a very brief time. So the idea of hierarchy earlier presented can now be taken some sort figuratively also into your own mind. Now, what makes us even look if there is a divine that guides, helps, steps in, comforts, etc.? And that is when all the senses are satisfied, when all our indulgences are enjoyed to the limit. We don't ask questions. But we also don't have the intelligence to discriminate, and therefore, sooner or later, we are bound up by this lack of discrimination in our own thinking and action and living. And then we begin to ask questions. So here life has presents us from our own higher consciousness with challenges, because the potential of development or manifestation of your higher consciousness is all the time at work presenting you with challenges. And it really makes no difference if you see the bodhisattva in your own mind, or as a manifestation of vortexes of energy that still exists and can communicate in space, or from any space. Now the dream is a situation where the indulging mind, the mind that produces thoughts senselessly, is set up rest, because it has to take a breath, a deep breath, so to speak, to start all over again. But the other part of the mind now can try to push open the door to give a glimpse of other greater, more beneficial possibilities, and perhaps reveal the wonder of our own mind. And here it's up to the individual to decide what is high, what is low, what is good, what is bad, what is helpful, and what is not.